broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
So you say it's the off-season, so to speak, the between season, the holiday times, and there's not much going on? I don't think so. The Tiger Woods story is huge. I mean, we all wondered whether or not he was going to show some pain while he was on the golf course, whether he was going to be able to play. Would he be able to chip? Big questions. Could he putt? Was the feel back? Was the driver going to stay in the fairway? We have the answers to all of those questions, but also, we're watching the LPGA and Symetra Tour, the qualifying stage three, and it looks like Brittany Yada and Nicole Sakamoto are doing pretty good. Stephanie Kono, we're all right behind you. Just a lot of energy in your direction because you put your heart and your souls into making this your life, and we're right there with you thinking really positive thoughts. Our forecast today, mostly cloudy and windy. The windward and mocha showers are likely on the windward side, but they've been drifting over the city. Leeward, scattered showers indeed this morning and then isolated showers in the afternoon. Highs between 77 and 82, and the winds, they are out of the northeast, 15 to 30, with localized gusts up to 50. So that's a wind advisory, okay? And it's in particular for the island of Lanai, but some of those gusts came through my jealousies, and boy, did they blow things around the room. So just be prepared for another rather windy day. So we're going to thank the people who make this show possible and come back with our first guest. Hopefully, Gary Williams will be checking in shortly. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And we're looking for our good friend Gary Williams to check in, Golf Channel's co-host, of course, Morning Drive. It's been wonderful listening to all of his analysis of Tiger Woods on the course in the Bahamas and doing so well in the Hero World Challenge. I loved what he said. He was asked how he would do. And you know, the stock answer from Tiger Woods has always been, I'm here to win. Well, this time he said something to the effect of, I think I'll hope to 18th. And so there's only 18 guys playing. So the idea that he knew that if he just played well enough to be in the field, and maybe that's where he finished last year, 18th. So there was something humble about Tiger. There was something very realistic about him. In the media scrum, Karen Kraus asked one question that was very interesting. She's with the New York Times. She said, did you take an Advil? And he said, yes, uh-huh. And she said, was that for pain? Because everybody's worried about the pain thing. And he said, it's what my surgeon told me to do. And then he kind of, there was one kind of a snide remark. Well, you've done your homework. You should know. Like everybody's analyzing everything about what Tiger Woods is doing. But I've got to tell you, I did not see that stiffness in his lower back at all. And he says he's pain free. And watching him play has truly been a pleasure. It's a pleasure watching him. I mean, he actually, after the first drive on the first day on Thursday, he actually embraced people on the first tee after making a beautiful drive. And I thought that was, it was just so spectacular seeing his complete change in his demeanor. I think everything that's happened to him from the hydrant and the women, and then the accident and sleeping and the medications and having to go into all kinds of rehab for his relationships, for his medication, overuse of medication, all of that, it's changed him in a way that's really special. He said that he didn't really care if he won necessarily. He wants to win. Of course he wants to win. Of course he cares to win. That's his whole demeanor. He's always been a winner. That will never change. But he said what was most important to him was actually being able to compete, to be out there with the guys and be competitive. And that was marvelous. I mean, seeing that part of him smiling, seeing a real person. And it's probably the first time a lot of people have seen that person come to us. So that was a real pleasure. And Tiger Woods returned to competitive golf after 301 days at the Hero World Challenge. A 68, tied for fifth place. At one point, he was in the lead, on the leaderboard. There was Tiger Woods at the top. I was almost afraid to look at the leaderboard. I'm like, I better not. And then as soon as I started watching very intently, do you ever have that feeling like, okay, I'm watching. I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna watch this now. And so you're watching, and then, oh, the putt doesn't drop. And you're going, I shouldn't have watched. It's my fault. Maybe if I just ignore it, turn my back. So I turn my back and I just, in the background, I'm listening. And then there's another putt for par. Actually it was for birdie, or was it for eagle? I mean, that's how good he was playing, putting for eagle, putting for birdie, and making birdies and doing so well. So, then now it's a putt for birdie. You're like, okay, a putt for birdie. I'm not watching. Now it goes by. He simply couldn't get the speed of the greens, and they were different. So, that's just the way it is. That's the touch. That's the change. That's the wind blowing. That's drying out the greens. That's what it is. On the first day, he couldn't do anything with the par fives. Those are so critical to scoring, right? On a par five, he's got length. The guy can, he's got length. It's so wonderful to watch. So he's hitting it far. He's competitive the way he's hitting it far. He's doing fabulous in that. And then, of course, there was the chipping. And, oh, everybody's watching. He flubbed it on the first day. It was terrible. And he's got the yips. Oh, he's got the yips. You know what chipping's like. We're going to have Claude Brousseau come on. He's got his new book out. And Claude Brousseau is PGA Master and Golf Channel lead coach and Maui School of Golf. And he's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential. It's all about the short game. So we're going to talk about chipping. We're going to talk with Mike Perkey. He is over at The Morning Read, golf writer. He's written for many, many years. I can't wait to get his input. Ricky Potts is marketing director of the Tiburon Golf Club at the QBE Shootout. Of course, is going to be next week. And they just hosted the women's final event. And Nancy Cross is executive director, Century Tournament of Champions. I believe the last time she was on the show to talk about the Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions, she was saying that she really wanted some new guys to win. Because we've had so many multiple time winners like Justin Thomas, that it's kind of made the field smaller. But I think she got her wish. I know she did. We'll be talking with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call. After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
My, oh my, I think I nailed it, though. Nancy Cross is executive director of the Century Tournament of Champions. It is January 4th through the 7th. There's a completely new setup for arriving spectators. It's really exciting. The excitement about seeing what has been changed for me is one of the big things, but of course the field is awesome. And I was just talking about Justin Thomas and of course Jordan Spieth and Hideki Matsuyama and Justin Rose and Pat Perez and Hudson Swafford, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Russell Henley, Sergio Garcia. All of these guys could be here in January for the Century Tournament of Champions. Nancy, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. And you must have been keeping your fingers crossed for me because you're right. We ended up with 37 qualifiers for the tournament, many that you just mentioned. And we're expecting actually about 34 of them to come. So super exciting. And, of course, we're really also excited to have Century as our title sponsor. Their CEO just flew out this last week with his team for a site inspection. And they are just the greatest people. So we're really looking forward to a long-term relationship with them. And, you know, their first sporting event that they've ever sponsored. And we're just really excited to have them along with all these great professionals.
Aren't they going to be with us until 2022 for the next 5 years?
2022 and I feel longer.
Because some of the people who have committed to coming, one of the best things that I heard was listening to the guys when they win say something to the effect, this means we're going to Maui.
Did you see that video of Justin Thomas?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, is that who could ask? You can't pay for that, you know? So just saying his favorite tournament and course and whatever. So. That's just awesome.
Yeah, and Kevin Kisner said it as well. I mean, it's like, now I get to go to Maui. That's great.
And, yeah.
You know, I get to play in the Masters. But going to Maui, that's the big thing. You were also, I think, the last time we spoke, talking about having a third Pro-Am.
No, a third Pro-Am, no. We have our one Pro-Am, which is on Wednesday, January the 3rd. We are pretty sure we're going to have 34 players and 34 teams. We are sold out, which is great news. We are still looking for a few volunteers. Honestly, we have a great volunteer team. It's a lot of fun. If you work five or more shifts, you will receive a, certificate for a round of golf at the Bay Course. So we're looking for some on-course shuttle drivers and a few marshals. So I urge you, this event is such a huge benefit for our community. You know, as you know, Danielle, we've donated nearly $6 million. So look forward to breaking through that $6 million mark. But we do need some help from the community. And if anyone wants to register, all you have to do is go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and register online. It's a lot of fun. You get to be up close and personal to, honestly, some of the greatest golfers playing right now. I can't remember our last count if we were had 9 out of the top 10 in the world golf rankings, but we do have a super field this year.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really great to see all the guys coming, and they're playing up against Tiger Woods right now, and Jordan Spieth is doing well. It seems like he's got a cold, and, you know, watch out for the player that's not feeling quite up to speed, a little under the weather. It keeps you really focused, and you've got to
never doubt Jordan Spieth, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then the FedEx Cup winner, of course, Justin Thomas. I mean, look, at he started winning at the CIMB. Then it was the Century Tournament of Champions. He's your defending champion. Then the Sony Open, the PGA Championship, Dell Technologies, and then finishing the season with a FedEx Cup.
And player of the year.
So
what a year he's had.
No kidding.
And well-deserved. That's what they call them, the class of 2011. And there's a lot of them that are, you know, you really, you know, need to keep your eye on. So we're going to have a great time. Get Ricky Fowler back. He's a big crowd pleaser. Of course, Dustin Johnson, our past champion as well. So it's and I'm dying to see John Rahm play, that's going to be great to see how he does on the plantation course.
You were just reading my mind because I thought it'd be great to see Rahm and Johnson in the same pairing.
that would be fabulous.
So two bombers going. Now, when you say you need volunteers, explain what the driver does.
Sure. Well, we have vans, that drive around the resort, bringing spectators up from the Ritz-Carlton. We have a Uber and cab drop off at the Village Center. So we have shuttles coming from that location up to the course. And so you're just, coming from some of the different parking lots, around the resort. And so you're driving, guests, sometimes players, player family. So, it's a lot of fun, to be part of this great team.
Do you need a valid driver's license? And do you need to also have insurance? Do you have to own your own car?
No, we have our insurance covers all our vans that are being driven. But yes, you have to have a valid driver's license and a good driving record.
Right. And now for the marshals, that always sounds so like I have to know a lot of rules.
No, it's really crowd control. Some of them are shuttling players from hole to hole. But it's more crowd control and, holding the quiet signs around the green and, that type of thing. So, we just need a few more of those. We really need the shuttle drivers, and you can work a minimum of 3 shifts. You'll get a uniform. You'll get tickets to the tournament. And again, as I said, if you work 5 or more shifts, then you will, get a round of golf play at the Bay Course. So, but on top of that, it's really about helping our community. This event is a huge economic boost to the community, a charitable impact, and just, makes you feel good that out here on our little island that we're on 60 hours of television to the world, and so you're really just helping get that marketing boost out there too. So it's, a lot of fun. We have great volunteer chairpersons. They'll be happy. If there's any questions, we can connect someone to to the chairperson for, you know, more explanations.
CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. You get right to it, and then you just see on the top of the banner, you see volunteers. You click on that, and it has all the information. It's really great. There's lots of videos and things for you to watch and really get excited. It's a whole lot of fun. Jordan Spieth has always loved to come with his family, spend the holidays here before the tournament. Have you got any commitments? Like, okay, I want to bring my family, come out for the holidays, practice.
Yeah, we've got a couple guys coming in early. I think like the 29th. I forget who they were, but we've got a couple coming in, 28th, 29th. Pretty much, honestly, we are fairly confident with 34 players, you know, when they book rooms and make those commitments. And you know, we're pretty certain about 34 coming. And, you know, they honestly don't have to officially commit till the Friday before the event. But to us, when they book rooms, you know, and make their flights and all that type of thing, unless there's some sort of injury, we expect them to come.
Yeah, Jonathan Vegas could be here. Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Hideki Matsuyama. Yeah. I mean, that guy, he's a player. And
he's coming on strong, too, right now at the Hero World Challenge. Yeah, he's getting his game back.
Yeah.
And Brooks Koepka, Jason Duffner. I mean, it's a fabulous field. Russell Henley, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm. Great list. Justin Rose also could be coming. Mark Leishman, not sure. He won two times this year. Hideki Matsuyama, of course, won three times this year. Justin Thomas won so many times, so I'm not going to repeat
five.
All those five times. And Jordan Spieth. So this is a fabulous, fabulous field, and I'm really excited. All four rounds will be seen on Golf Channel. The Aloha Kickoff features the traditional Hawaiian blessing. If you can be there, it's 40 minutes. Is it 40 minutes before the first tee time start?
Yeah. Our gate times right now, you know, our pro-am on Wednesday, January 3rd, our gates will open at 7. And all the other days, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, we have a 9 o'clock gate time with about a 10:20 first tee time. Saturday is the only other day we'll go off early. So gate times on at 7, finish around 2. So be sure to come out early on Saturday. But the rest of the day is about a 5 p.m. finish. We've got a new concessionaire. We'll be having shave ice, some other good local treats. So it's going to be a good time. You know, as you know, youth 18 and under are allowed in free with a ticketed adult. So it's really a family affordable event to come to. The kids love to gather around the scoring trailer on 18 and get autographs. And, you know, the players are really good about that, you know, after they finish playing. And it's just a fun family event to come out and watch.
And our military community gets in free, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Any active, retired, or reserve with a card, they can actually register online ahead or just come to the gate. We'll take care of them. We love having the military out. And, you know, as you said, Clifford, not only our cultural advisor at the resort, we'll do a, you know, wonderful aloha blessing and a little entertainment prior to the first tee time on Thursday about 9:40 a.m. Our public parking is at the Lahaina Civic Center. That's free public parking, free shuttles. They're going to bring you right up to the course. We've got a lot of, you know, exciting new signage with Century coming on board. And we're going to have bleachers at 2 and 8. So a lot of good things happening.
Nancy Cross, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions. You can find more information at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Thanks so much for being on the show early.
I appreciate it, Danielle.
Aloha.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to come back and talk with Gary Williams, co-host Morning Drive on Golf Channel right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Gary Williams, host of Morning Drive, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's always great to chat with you. How are you?
Excellent. I mean, I'm just so excited that I don't see any tightness in Tiger Woods' back. Because I don't think I could have watched any of it if I'd seen any of that.
No, I know. This feels different. And again, I like you. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Nonetheless, it's been an awful lot of fun to watch. And there are a couple nuances, and I can't wait to get in the morning before we do our show and defer to, the people who played the game and play the game professionally and get their observations on, little nuances and certain things. And, it's different. That there's a sense that he really is feeling pain-free. Now, the sustainability of that is something that, clinically we don't know. He hasn't played competitive golf in, 301 days. But, no, it's been a very, very fun couple of days.
And it's interesting, too, because when you say clinically we don't know, and Tiger Woods admits that he doesn't know, which in and of itself, he admits he doesn't know. That's been really one of the beauties of watching him re-enter the competitive arena, because it's not the very closed, very, canned kind of responses. I'm going to win it because, I'm here to win. That's all. He didn't say any of that. I hope to come in 18th. Whatever he's been saying has been refreshing.
No, I totally agree. And I think there's another element to this that, again, I'm not going to speculate, and he's not required to give this kind of information. We don't know medicinally what he was doing to mask the pain over the last couple of years and the clarity of mind. And I just, there's something about the way that he is going about himself and the way he's comporting himself and the way that he is, acting on the range. And there, look, this is a soft entry in the sense that it's 18 players. It's the end of the year, but it's not a soft entry for him because he knows how much attention people, not only in our industry, are paying to him playing competitive golf, but in the mainstream of sports and really culturally. So I think there's a lot of things going on that maybe, not only body, but mind in a place it hasn't been in some time. But the thing that I just marvel at is seeing him hit these shots with speed and execution and shaping and vision and commitment that is something we've not seen for a while. And that was something that John Cook and Paige McKenzie pointed out this morning. You know, if you go back to just a year ago, and I actually go back even several years beyond, and I know you recall this, he played in match play. He was playing a match against Thomas Bjorn. They went to extra holes, and he was standing on the first tee, and I swear he must have taken 10 to 12 practice swings because he couldn't commit to visually what he wanted to execute. In 2 days, he has taken 2 practice swings, gotten in the box, and just pull the trigger. That's commitment. That is understanding. He's not playing golf swing. He's hitting golf shots.
Yes.
And that's something that is very encouraging.
Yes. And, you know, you're being so modest when you say, you know, I defer to that. You are a teaching professional. It's not like you don't know anything about this game, Gary Williams, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, the only person that I give any instruction to, and she accepts it begrudgingly, is my 15-year-old daughter. But nonetheless, yeah. I mean, I have some understanding. However, you know, when I have the chance to talk to a Brandel Chamblee or a Frank Nobolo or a Trevor Immelman, and listen to the guys on the broadcast, they show me things that educate me and bring me back to, you know, I was teaching amateurs. These guys are analyzing the elite of the elite. And I just think that, you know, for us to think that 2018 could be, you know, a pain-free year for him where we could see him play 16 to 18 times. And the thing, Danielle, that I want more than anything is this generation of players that was inspired by him, the likes of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler, and I can go down the list, who gravitated toward the game. I want them to experience what it's like to see him, maybe not Tiger 2000, but good enough to where they see shots that they go, oh my gosh, I can't do that. And I love talking to John Cook about this. He goes, Gary, he would choke us out. He would suffocate us because we would see things we were incapable of. I want this generation to see it once, twice, 5 times, 10 times. I just would love to see it and see how they can respond to it.
It's the creativity. You see, that's the part that we're all talking about shortening up the ball and making sure that you don't have to lengthen the courses to the end of the world because they're hitting it so long. And it's a 3-shot game now, you know, driver onto the green, putter. The creativity that he can demonstrate makes people say, wow, I could do that with this. Then it becomes interesting. Then it becomes Seve-like. It takes golf back to what makes it so fascinating and so marvelous and so exciting and on your edge. You're going, can he get out of this? That's what, you know, the fun part about watching Tiger Woods when he was Tiger Woods, you know, version one. I don't know what to call it. Tiger Woods 2000 sounds great to me. Was that, you know, he could send it into goodness knows where, but he could get back from there and he could still birdie, you know, from some ridiculous spot. But now he's driving it in. And that was the big question, too, right? Where was he going to end up, left or right? Was he going to? But he's so consistent with the driver and that 2-iron, if that's what it is. Is that a 2-iron?
Yeah, it is. It's a 2-iron that John Cook was explaining to me. He had never used, obviously, in competition. So the first strike he makes with it on Thursday, his second shot on the third hole, and he hits a 260-yard 2-iron that he said he held up against a wind that was kind of coming into off the right. And I was actually, Daniel, I didn't see that shot live. I was driving home from work, and I was listening to the guys on PGA Tour radio, and they were aghast trying to explain, you know, how good that strike was. And the other thing, Danielle, that I admire so much about him, and it, look, he plays the game very differently from Jordan Spieth. The thing that I admire in both of them is that every shot is a competition. And Tiger made a par save on the fourth hole on Thursday and gave a fist pump. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
This is Thursday on the fourth hole? Yeah, that's the way he is. He is the ultimate grinder while also possessing, when he was healthy and at his best, the most talent. And that's the thing that I also admire about Steve, is that every single shot, it's like, this is a referendum on how good I am. And I, look, these guys hit so many shots. The season is long. But I love that. I love when guys emote. I love to see how hard he tries. And this means a lot to him. There's no doubt it does. And also, Danielle, the other thing that I appreciate is that I know he's missed the golf, but I think he's missed the camaraderie of being around people that admire him. And I think that he's been humbled. And I think it's meant a lot to him by the number of people who have reached out to him about how much he means to the game. And that includes his participation in the Ryder Cup as an assistant captain, President's Cup thing. Being around them, I don't think that people realize, you know, he was basically in isolation. You're doing therapy. I know he loved being able to spend time with his kids, but fellowship is a big part of our lives, whatever it is that we choose to do. And I think that he is tickled to be back around these group of people that not only, you know, idolize him, but appreciate his company.
Yeah. One of the things that stood out that he said, and I'm not going to quote because I didn't write it down, it was to the effect of, hey, I just want to be able to compete. You know,
yes.
that when he's saying, he didn't say, I'm going to win. That you know, of course he wants to win. Everybody wants to win, but he wants to win more than most people want to win, because otherwise he wouldn't be who he is. I mean, the fact that he still has the mental, acuity and that drive to be so good that you can always get out there and always perform, and every shot is important. Just like Jordan Spieth, every shot is important. That fact that he's out there always doing it, but for him to say, I really just want to be here and compete, know that I can, that told me everything. He just wants to be on the golf course. He missed playing golf. And when you can't do something that you love to do, boy, when you get to go back and do it, it's like you're a kid all over again. It's an energy.
Right.
Let me ask you about the young guys. I mean, Niall Horan, right? Who's, he's a musician from Ireland, and he's thrilled to see Tiger. He goes, Tiger Woods, the reason most of us guys are playing is because of Tiger Woods. So that takes us to Jordan Spieth and all the guys, that are playing right now, and he's back in the field. But how much pressure does it put on them to beat Tiger Woods? I mean,
Well, I that's a very interesting question. I think the pressure is going to come if he proves that, you know, he's going to start winning again, and then they have to measure themselves against somebody who has been absent and they've never experienced the environment. Like I've never, in the time of Jordan Spieth, when he turned professional at the beginning of 2013, and then he started to achieve things, and then he won for the first time, and then obviously 2015 was a year in which he got to a level where he broke through into the mainstream. Jordan Spieth has not been talked about much this week. Now, it's one thing to like attention. It's another thing to be burdened by attention and the requirement of media responsibilities and all that. When does that start to affect the Ricky Fowlers and the Jordan Spieths, and now Justin Thomas, who's the reigning player of the year? If this guy comes back and starts to win again, they don't know what this is like. BJ Singh, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, they know what it's like to have to go into the media room every week, and it seems like half the questions are about another guy.
Yeah, I know.
That will be a fascinating dynamic for these young guys who, again, gravitated toward the game, inspired by this guy, are all part of this Tiger baby generation, but they have not had to go into the press room on a weekly basis. And the questions are not the lion's share, but 50-50 about the other guy. I remember countless pressers with Ernie and Phil, and it's about another player. That's an unusual thing. They've never experienced that. And that will be interesting to watch.
Another thought that when I'm watching all of this, I mean, the whole world is watching Tiger Woods now. It was on CBS in their little 90-second, you know, update for the morning. You know, Tiger Woods is back. It's the world pays attention to golf when Tiger Woods is playing. So we always ask the question when he's not around, when he was rehabbing, when he may not have come back, is this the next Tiger Woods? Is there really a next Tiger Woods? That's out
maybe,
there right now.
Maybe in 25 years. I mean, I think that there are generational players. When you look through the history of time, you know, obviously Bobby Jones was the first great American champion who really lit the match on the interest in the game. And, you know, for those folks who don't know, when you have multiple ticker tape parades in New York City, you're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And then after him, it was Hogan, and that was the 50s. And then it was Palmer, and that was obviously late 50s, 60s, into the early, he won for the last time in 73. Nicklaus comes along in 62. It's a generational thing, but the thing that's different about today is that the electronic media, it's not about waiting till the next day to read the newspaper. It is literally watching a scroll on a timeline of a Twitter feed or some other social media platform in real time of what these guys are doing. So with respect to, you know, where is the next Tiger Woods? I don't know that in terms of when he came along and at the time he came along and what he did in the immediacy of saying hello world, winning twice before the end of 96, annihilating the field in the Masters in April of 1997, and then doing what he did in 2000 into 2001, who knows? It could be 25 years. It could be 50. That young person may not be of this earth yet. I don't know. There'll be somebody. But what I will say is, when you start measuring how many times players win, you know, he has 79 wins. He actually has more stroke play wins than Sam Snead already, who's got 82, but he won multiple what were four ball events with a partner. So technically Tiger has the most stroke play wins in the history of the PGA Tour. Winning 20 times is an incredible achievement. The last guy to get there was Davis Love, and he was past the age of 50 when he won his 21st event at the Wyndham a couple of years ago. And that's why, Danielle, my last point on this is that's why historically, when we look back on the careers, in particular of Phil Mickelson, who had to live through this entire Tiger generation to win 42 times in five majors, I think he's one of the most underrated players in the history of golf.
You're right. And it's that second place. Always, you know, that U.S. Open second place?
Yes.
Yes.
Six of them.
Yes. And it speaks volumes about his career. I gotta ask you one final question. Let's get back to reality, you know, because I was listening this morning, of course, to your beautiful broadcast. I love a morning drive on Golf Channel DVR.
Well, you're so loyal. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I didn't get to hear the answer to this, but the tease was to the effect of what does Tiger have to prove this weekend that he hasn't proved yet?
I think the answer to that question is just progression. And it doesn't mean, Danielle, it does not mean that his scores have to get progressively lower today and tomorrow. It's the maintaining of seeing things from him. It's seeing him committing and knowing what he wants to do and pulling it off. Like, to me, over the last several years, and John Cook made this point to me off the air, when he won five times and was the player of the year in 2013, he kind of dinked and dunked it, and he only really had one go-to shot, particularly off the tee, and that was hitting this big, sweeping what he calls a crop duster, cut tee shot, to see him shape shots left and right, and to see the commitment in what he's doing and doing it repeatedly. If he does that over the next 2 days, I will be, and again, health is something that the attrition of playing a full season, and he's not someone who's going to play 25, 28 times. He's very particular. He's going to play 16 or 18 times. But to me, what he needs to prove is what he's done for the first 2 days will continue. And in particular, if he happens to be within a couple shots of the lead tomorrow, and you can say it's an 18-man field, believe me, this means a great deal to him. If he won this thing, what this would do to the momentum of golf heading into 2018 would be extraordinary. And it goes back to what you said. I'm watching a lot of sports and I'm watching a lot of news. People are talking about him as if this is not a major event, but it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal. So I want to see him continue to do what he's done, which is get in the box, visualize the shot, pull it off. And when he picks that tee up right away, it's like, oh, boy.
Right.
I mean, he's got this swagger and bravado that nobody else possesses.
Yeah,
with all due respect to all these great players.
No, you're absolutely right. Nobody else possesses. And when he gets control of the dimples and the grooves, we're in trouble.
Correct.
Gary Williams, you're wonderful for being on the show with me. Thank you so much. Gary Williams is co-host of Morning Drive with a whole bunch of really great people, and you should really DVR it. It's on Golf Channel. You will be able to watch on Golf Channel, and then does it go to NBC after Golf Channel today?
Yes. Today it's on, the early coverage is on now, which is just after 7 a.m. your time, and then it will flip over to NBC, I believe, after 2 Eastern time, which will be 9 o'clock locally for you. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun weekend, no matter what.
Yeah, yes, it is. I can't wait to get home so I can watch television. Aloha, Gary. Thank you.
Aloha. Have a great weekend and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Tiburon right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, we're talking all about the Century Tournament of Champions. That's like in 33 days, but in just 1 week, Ricky Potts is director of marketing, Tiburon Naples, home of it used to be called the Shark Shootout. I think a lot of people think of it as that, right? Welcome into the clubhouse, Ricky.
Call it the Shark Shootout. It's been the Franklin Templeton Shootout in the past, and now it's the QBE Shootout, which is a brand new sponsor that kicking things off with their sponsorship this year.
QBE. That's awesome. I love it when sponsors come in and take a great tournament like Century did here for our Tournament of Champions and just rev up the energy. And from what I've been kind of reading, they're really doing that. They're really infusing an energy into the QBE folks are really putting it into it.
Yeah, they're really excited about being a part of the event. They've got a connection to Greg Norman, who is the tournament host, and he also designed both of the golf courses here in Tiburon. And it's just cool to see all of the things come together at the right time, and the sponsors are excited. They're happy to be here. We're happy to have them, and the golf course is literally as good as it's ever been. And the LPGA Tour was here 2 weeks ago for the CME Group Tour Championship, and the comments from the players were just unbelievable with the quality of the course conditions and the playability, and we're excited for another big event next week.
The Tiburon Golf Club, and that's the Ritz-Carlton, and that's where the women love to play. I understand that they're going to be playing the CME Group Tour Championship, the LPGA finale, where in November on the 19th, Aria Jutanagarn won, and Lexi Thompson took the race to the CME Globe Trophy and the $1 million check. They're going to be playing a long time there, aren't they?
Yeah, so the CME is on board, I think, till 2023. We're on our contract with them for at least the next 2 years, and we like them here. They like being here, so I'm sure they're going to be around for quite some time.
Yeah, and so also the home of the QBE shootout created by Greg Norman on the property where there are his two Greg Norman golf courses. Is this a paired contest where two guys get together and compete together as one team?
Yes, it is. And it's actually a really fun tournament. So it's, you know, a lot of people, the quote unquote silly season, and these guys come together. They all stay at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort Naples, the golf course vying for the trophy. And last year, Harris English and Matt Kuchar won. They've won it in the past. And if they can win this year, it'll be the first three-peat in the tournament. Lexi Thompson played in the event last year.
She's back
this year playing. Yeah, she's with Tony Finau, who was an event rookie. So it's excited to have her in the field. I mean, she was just here 2 weeks ago, so hopefully she doesn't live too far away because she's back next week.
She knows the course. Oh, and she's going to be with Finau. Both of them are long hitters. You better watch out. This is going to be a really strong team. I love
it. It's going to be fun. And Bubba Watson's in the field, and talk about a guy that hits the ball a long way. So it's going to be fun to see these some of the best players in the world buy it out for the shootout here in Naples.
And so is Pat Perez paired with Brent Snedeker?
You know, I have seen the pairings in the last couple of days. But Snedeker is, he's excited. He's played in the event a couple of times in the past. To be honest, who he's paired with. I'm trying to look right now to see.
When I printed out the pairing, it got kind of jumbled. I just have names of people actually playing. Daniel Berger, Harris English, who's one, of course. Charlie Hoffman. Charlie Hoffman's on fire. Shot a 63 at the Hero World Challenge in Bahamas. And what was really cute about Charlie is at the beginning, he said, I'd really like to see Tiger Woods win this tournament. The Hero. Now he's saying, I think he should come in second.
No offense to Charlie Hoffman, and I'll see him next week, but I hope he shoots 73 today because I want Tiger to win this tournament.
You and a whole bunch of other people. We just love to see that. Well, last year at the QBE shootout, Harris English, one of my favorite youngsters, and Matt Kuchar were paired together. They won over Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker. So this is like young guys, not so young guys, like in between. And I shouldn't say anything because Hoffman's 40, Tiger's 41, Stricker's in his early 50s. But when we talk young guys, we're talking about these 23-year-olds, that are out there and just, player of the year. And they've got this, no fear. They don't have any negative, what's it called, memory. It's all fresh. And that's the beautiful. Now, I tried to make a tea time at Tiburon today. I called up Tiburon Golf Club and I put in And that's where the Ritz-Carlton is, guys. And I put in what time I'd like to have my tea time today. And it said that I couldn't make a tea time, and it was either closed or completely filled up. So I was wondering, do you keep the Gold Course closed before an event?
So no, the Gold Course is open. What might be the case, I don't know the routing, but we have two courses, and we have a pretty healthy membership here in Tiburon. And every day, the Gold Course is the members or the Black Course, and they flip every day. So it's possible that today is the members-only course is the Gold Course, and then tomorrow you'd be able to play. But the course closes on Monday. We do go to cart path only to, you know, make sure that the fairways look as good as they possibly can for both the players and for TV. The event is streamed both on Golf Channel. The final round this year will be on NBC. It's a Sunday finish, which is unique for the tournament. It's been, historically been a Saturday finish. So it's going to be cool to see both NBC and a Sunday finish this year for the shootout. There's nothing competing with it. Tiger's not playing, so we'll be able to put some focus on Southwest Florida next Sunday.
Yes. You know what's really miraculous is that Irma came through, that hurricane, and you guys were touched by Irma. And your crew, your superintendent, awesome. They really got it down, and just that course is in excellent condition. So bringing it back wasn't such a challenge?
You know, it was. It was just that we worked sleepless days and nights. And Jeff Caffey, who's been on this show before,
yes,
his team has done a fantastic job securing the property. We opened the Tuesday after the storm. We lost about 1,500 trees, 1,000 roof restaurant and banquet space flooded. But you know, the way that the course looks now and the way that the clubhouse is back, everything has been cleaned up, repainted, secured, and we're open. You wouldn't even know that it rained, let alone that a Category 4 hurricane went right over the top of it.
No, because I watched the CME Group Tour Championship, and it was beautiful, absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. So the question I was going to ask you, what about the Tiburon Golf Club and the Ritz-Carlton makes it a must-visit destination?
We have two of the most unbelievable golf courses, championship golf courses in the country, let alone Southwest Florida. The courses are always, whether it's tournament week or the middle of the summer, in great playing condition. We've got a full service restaurant with an executive chef that's traveled all over the world that can just put that cherry on top of a great day of golf. And the experience that you get from a Troon managed facility is going to be world class, whether you're here in the United States, in Southwest Florida and Scottsdale, where the company is based, in California and Australia, or any of the 32 countries worldwide that we manage properties, you're going to have a world-class experience regardless of when you play and where you play. And Tiburon is excited to have the tournaments here and to be able to just showcase what an unbelievable property we have. And tip of the cap to Jeff Caffey and his team and the entire staff at Tiburon for continuously producing an unbelievable tournament for these ladies and for the PGA Tour pros and for our members and guests on a daily basis here in Southwest Florida.
Awesome. And you know what else? On your website, there's this great line that says, the country club sophistication and old world charm intermingle in the casual yet elegant setting of the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort, Naples. I love that. Country club sophistication, old world charm. And when you look at the buildings that are there at Tiburon, it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Stunning. Stunning photography. Whoever did that for you did an excellent job. What about the new golf carts? What's special about the new golf carts?
So the new golf carts are coming in. We've got 24 that have already landed on property that have the new Greg Norman experience presented by Verizon, which is an awesome experience. I'll tell you, it's got speakers and live streaming TV and you name it on the golf carts. We've got some more carts coming later this year. Brand new fleet of carts for us to be able to showcase our property. They're 2 miles an hour faster, which we've done the math, and that will allow us to potentially book as many as two more foursomes per day to allow more members and guests to be able to get out and see this property.
And there's a space on the back for your mixologist to hang with you.
Always.
Ricky Potts, Director of Marketing, Tiburon Naples. Thank you very much for being with us. The Tiburon Golf Club at the Ritz-Carlton. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that chipping problem that we watched Tiger Woods get over. Yeah, Claude Brousseau, Maui School of Golf, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and now we're going to Maui. We're going to the Kahili course. I've been posting some photos of the Kahili course. Man, it's a gorgeous course, and that's where the Maui School of Golf is. That's where Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, is. I always say that. I think it's PGA Master. But he's got a book, and I'm going to get the book title right because it's Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Good morning, Danielle.
You know, I love your book. And so I'm watching Tiger Woods, and I'm, you know, like, you know, it's kind of like gingerly looking at the TV, turn it on. I don't know if I want to see this because I'm not sure if he's going to be like stiff in the back. And whenever you have a back issue yourself, you always can spot exactly where the stiff in the back is. And then it makes your own back start hurting. So I'm looking at the television going, my goodness, look at him. He doesn't look stiff in the back at all. He looks comfortable. He's swinging the club. Wow, look at that drive. He got a nice bounce on that first one, almost went left. But hey, he's keeping it in the fairway. Oh, wow, he's got a chip. Oops. Well, that first chip, and everybody in the world on television, every analyst on radio and TV and print, they're talking about, oh, Tiger still has the chip yips. So, you know, yesterday he didn't have the chip yips. But this is a problem for a lot of people. And Claude Brousseau's book right here in my hands, Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. You can get his book by going to his website, Maui School of Golf. Just like that, Maui School of Golf. Hands are naturally forward. So chipping, how a better contact produces a better result. You know, it's kind of confusing about where to put the hands. You say the hands are all about how to make this chip work?
There is a lot to do about the hands. I mean, all the good players have good hands. The hands, what I see the tendency with the golfer is that their hands are a little bit too far forward. They need to realize that as when they put the club down. Do you hear me well?
Oh yes, I hear you loud and clear. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So when the players have, most of the players have the tendency to put their hands too far forward because they either play the ball too far forward. What they have to realize is that the way the wedge is designed, the grip or the hands are already in front of the ball. So you don't need to exaggerate that because if you do, you lose the bounce and the bounce helps the club to slide and glide on in the grass. So that's what's lifting the ball.
So in other words, I get myself in trouble by trying to help the club that's designed to do the work.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it, Danielle. The club are designed to help you. I got a great little sentence I like to use. I tell people just trust the loft. Trust the loft. The loft will get the ball airborne for you.
So when they say put your hands forward, you make sure your hands are forward. In your book, you say that the way the club is designed, it's you're when you hold the club to the ball for the chip, you're already, your hands are already forward.
Exactly. If you really pay attention, if let's say if we go by extreme, if we go from a wedge to a driver, the driver, the shaft, and the head are pretty much in line. If we look at a design of a wedge, you will see that the head is what I will call behind the shaft. There is a little gap there.
Yes. So
if you put you can try that. The listener at home, if they want, just go at the range, take your driver and take your wedge. Put your hands right, let's say just to experience that difference, just put your hands right in the middle of your body, hanging from your shoulder socket. Take your driver and your wedge. So the grip will be at the same place in your hand. The butt end of the club will point to your navel or your sternum. And you will see right there that the club head of the wedge is behind the grip. So for what I will call a plain vanilla chip shot, meaning nothing special, you're not in the rough, you're not trying to lift the ball, or you're not trying to get it lower for most of the shot, the hands will already be in front. If you exaggerate that, what happens, you change the loft and the dynamic of the club. So if you put your hands too far forward, you de-loft the club. Then you want the ball to get airborne. Guess what? That doesn't work. Then you will have what I call, you will go into ice cream golf. I call that ice cream golf because people want to scoop. Scooping ice cream is good, but scooping a golf ball to try to go underneath to lift it is a recipe for a bad shot.
Yeah, because the club is designed to do the job. And you know, and what you have in your book, it's perfect because I'm hearing people say, you know, I do that exaggerated sort of, I, you know, push, hold it in a certain way, and I kind of hold my, and it works. But what you say in your book is this, you're increasing the probability of variables, unnecessary variables that will then, if you're not consistently able to reproduce the chip. Sometimes you get it right. Most of the time you don't, but you think that it's not the way you're holding the club. It's just your inability to come in contact with the ball consistently. It's probably not that. It's probably there are too many variables.
Exactly. What happened is that you have to be very careful, I will say, or at least deliberate in your preparation. Because when you swing the club, it doesn't matter if it's Tiger or it's any of the listener or people that I help here on Maui, is you want to be an athlete that swing a club. Yeah, but you have to put in place something that will make it easier to do and more predictable because you start correctly. If you've got the ball too far, what I see quite often is the ball is too far forward or too far back. Then the hands are too far forward. Then the weight is on the wrong leg. So I tell the people, you start, if you were playing baseball, you're starting at strike 2.5. And then you need to be a great athlete to be able to produce a shot. And that's too many variables. So you control what you can control is where you place the ball, how you place your body. The weight should be more towards the target foot, I will call that, the lead foot. Maybe a 65% on that leg. It remains there toward the swing. And I will say now that you get set up good, another tendency I see with the recreational golfer is they think that the club should travel straight back, straight through. That's a misconception. I mean, to express it, and I encourage your listener to do that, just stand on the side of the green like if you had a club in your hand. Now, take the club away and put a ball on your trailing hand, okay, the back hand. And then just throw a ball on the green and watch your trailing hands and arm, the back one, to see if it will go straight naturally. Nobody does that. they go on an arc, on a circle, on an arc back and through. So then it's the same principle with the club when you chip a ball.
It's wonderful. You see, you make it so simple, and then you decrease the chance of the chunking and the topping and the shanking, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hate those words.
I know. They sound awful. And I watched Tiger Woods do it. I mean, it was like, and everybody's talking about the chip yips that he's got, and he's never going to get over them. I mean, it's hard to talk about the chip yips, because a chipping action with a club and the ball, it's not a, you know, the hesitant that you have with the putting and being a, you know, that all of that, that's a different kind of movement. But what you can do is ingrain the fear of making a mistake, mm-hmm. the fear of making a mistake because you've done it. And then you have the fear and having that's a definite yip, but I don't think he's got the yips. I think he's going to be just fine, because yesterday he hit a beautiful chip right on the green, landed about 2 feet from the hole, perfectly placed. It was just like amazing, unless that was an anomaly.
No, I don't think so, Daniel. But what we have to help the golfer to understand that you can have, believe it or not, the yips in all part of the game. I mean, some great instructor, and even players that I know, they have the yips with the driver. Some people have the yip with the putter. And guess what? And it's not an intellectual problem. Even myself, I've been struggling with chipping for some time. For sure, it's not because I don't know how to do it. I mean, I teach it to people, and then they play really well. So the yips is something that can appear in pretty much any aspect of the swing in your game. It could be driving, chipping. I have not seen it too much on full swing with irons, but I see it for sure on driving, putting, and chipping.
Interesting.
Now, what you have to do when you start to have this, you can go at an extreme. And let me talk to you about extreme. With the advice of my lovely wife, that we play some golf together, and then she saw me struggling with chipping. And of course, I play righty and I putt lefty. So she said, why you don't go and chip lefty? Guess what? I gave it a shot. Man, that's, you ask yourself why I didn't go to that earlier. So the point I want to get across here is, when you got an issue with a part of your game, you have to be willing to do something different. It could be something drastically different, because it changed the neural path in your brain of the connection of your muscle and your brain. Then you will progress. But if you do the same thing, you will get the same result.
This is Claude Brousseau, Master PGA in the United States and France. He's owner of Maui School of Golf. It's on the Kahili course on Maui. He's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. I'm going to use that clip, what you just said, about doing something completely different. Going, if you're a lefty, go right-handed and try it. If you're right-handed, do something so you can completely change your brain's focus. Very nicely done. Claude, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap it up as we focus on, of course, what the Hero World Challenge is all about. Mike Perkey's going to be in the clubhouse. He is Morning Read golf writer. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Mike Perkey writes for Morning Read, an online publication you can get into your inbox just by going to morningread.com and then entering your email address you'd like it to be delivered to, and boom, you get it every day. And in Hawaii, it's about midnight. And so he's golf journalist for Morning Read, award-winning writer, and he was president of the Golf Writers Association of America, won 3 awards from the International Network of Golf. He's co-written 2 books. The last time you were on Inside the Clubhouse with me, Mike, we were talking about who was the next Tiger Woods. I'm not sure there is a next Tiger Woods, given the attention the Tiger Woods brings to the game just by entering an 18-man event.
Aloha, Danielle. You're absolutely right. The whole golf world and even the most of the sports world is focused right now on a tiny little island in the Bahamas and the greatest player that maybe ever was playing in a limited field tournament. Everybody's watching.
Everybody's watching. And you know what? It seems like some of the guys seem a little bit nervous in a way about, but at the same time, Tiger seems really relaxed and very comfortable. What is your takeaway?
Well, the first 2 days he has looked very comfortable, but I tell you what, Danielle, today we're going to find out what Tiger has. You know, the first 2 days have had either little or no expectations, maybe on his part, maybe on the rest of the golf world's part. I mean, most people were just happy to see that he was healthy and playing golf again. But now, after the first 2 days, he's played himself into contention, and he made a very nervous bogey on the first hole a few minutes ago.
Oh, he did?
He did. So we're gonna see today when the nerves take over, what kind of golf game Tiger Woods has come to us with.
I see. Okay. You know, it was funny when I was, I'm on Twitter at the golf club, and I was writing, you know, I hope he doesn't use everything up in the first 2 days and then come to us on the weekend, because there's been a pattern since the Greenbrier. He kind of broke it at the Greenbrier when he did so well there. And then after that, there was this chug, you know, great, okay on Thursday, pretty good on Friday, makes the cut, and then falls apart on Saturday and isn't able to even come to anywhere near the top of the leaderboard for Sunday. So that was one of the things that I was afraid of. But as you said, Mike Perkey, all we wanted was for him to be comfortable, relaxed, and able to play. Do you think him just being able to put in the 4 rounds, regardless of where he ends up, he's won?
I think so, especially the way he played the first 2 days. I think he demonstrated on Thursday and yesterday that he has some golf game, although he's rusty and hasn't played in competition since February. But getting through 4 rounds, healthy, with some semblance of a golf game, I think is a victory.
And
now, Tiger,
yes.
Tiger's going to every time Tiger tees it up, in the back of his mind, he expects to win. I don't know that he's got that in the forefront of his mind, but we're going to find a lot about that today.
I want to also ask you, were you surprised the way that he's handling the media?
You know, I'm not particularly surprised, Danielle. You know, since he's been on tour, he's been very guarded with the media. He's been short with the media. He gives very few one-on-one interviews. But the last few months, ever since he went to rehab, he's come back with a different attitude. He's a little warmer and fuzzier. He's a lot friendlier, especially to the other younger players. They were talking earlier that, Kevin Kisner approached Tiger on the practice range and 2 or 3 years ago, that never would have happened. So he was very animated and a lot of fun at the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. I think this life change that he's undergone in the last few months, I think has made a lot of difference in the way he's treated the media and treated everyone else around him.
Yeah. There was one moment when I felt that little bit of Tiger, like a little bite, a little snap, when Karen Kraus asked if he took an Advil. I think it was on Thursday.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She, you know how Karen is. And so and he turned, he goes, yes, I did. And was that for pain? She asked. And he said, it's what my surgeon told me to do. And then.
Wow.
Well, yeah. And then after that, there's a pause as he's about to take another question. Then he turns to her and says, you've done your homework. Like, what are you asking me for? You already know the answer. And that's
vintage Tiger.
Yes, it is. And that's when I went, oh, so the little snap is still there. So, you know, a little bite. And that's okay. You know, that's just going to be a part of him. And he gets questions like that. Other people probably wouldn't get those questions. People wouldn't, you know, take the time to find out what somebody took. In the first round. But because we're also concerned about his performance, his pain level, whether we're going to see him wince and almost fall. I mean, seeing that is really painful. So, the other guys playing. I mean, we have Charlie Hoffman, who's 40 years old. He was, he shot a 63 yesterday?
He did.
What was your takeaway when you watched that?
You know, Danielle, Charlie Hoffman is one of the great stealth players on the PGA Tour. You know, about every other week, it seems like he turns up on the leaderboard in the second or third round. He doesn't always close very well, but he plays well enough to get on television quite often.
Yes, yes. I'm just interested that, you know, we're talking about the young guys usually, and Charlie's 40, so Tiger's 41.
Tiger's age.
Yeah, he's Tiger's age. So we got two 40-year-olds, 42 and soon, and 40. That's always, you know, shocking that Tiger's going to be 42 in just like a couple of days.
Isn't that the truth, Danielle?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
Like,
it was day before yesterday that he was 24.
Yes, Tiger 2000.
Right.
There was also a moment, too, where it was kind of cute when he's gone from like 100 to 1 to win the Masters to, what was it, 15 to 1?
15 to 1, yeah.
Right, and then he went 5 to 1 after yesterday's round. And so he was asked about it, and he just kind of went, seriously, they just need a story. They just need a story. And it's
see what the odds are this afternoon.
So you really feel that we're going to see a big change then today?
Well, it's going to be it'll be curious to find out. Yeah. I mean, like I say, he made a nervous looking bogey on the first hole. He pull hooked his tee shot, and we'll see if he can get a hold of his nerves. You know, even as well as he played the first 2 days, he still has some chipping issues around the green. He's not quite ironed those out yet. And when you get a little bit nervous and you're not hitting the ball as crisply as you might like, Tiger always had to depend on his short game to turn a 75 into a 68.
This is true.
And I don't know that he has that. I don't know that he has that yet.
Yes. That's why when he could hit it out into the boonies on his drive, which he did so often, but he could always bring it back and birdie, which was miraculous.
Had the best short game ever.
Right. Exactly. Before we close, Ryder Cup in France, what do you think it's going to be like?
Well, that's a really good question, Danielle. You know, no offense to the French, but they're not the best in the world at staging golf tournaments. And I hope they've done their homework, and I hope they've learned from the PGA of Europe and the European Tour. You know, there are going to be some logistical problems because the course is quite a few miles outside the center of Paris. But other than that, once we get that ironed out, the competition is going to be great because we've got all the young Americans, playing well in the Ryder Cup. And now we're going to be looking at a European team with players like Tommy Fleetwood and John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, who's hopefully plays well.
Yeah.
I think the competition is going to be great.
Yeah. And the Europeans know the course. They play it every year, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the U.S. will be at the disadvantage. Also, a question I haven't been able to ask, and I like to because it's been brought up many times. What's your thought on changing the ball, making one for the tournament or the professional and one for the amateur or the recreational player?
I think it's finally time that we do that, Danielle. The word bifurcation is a big bad word at the USGA and the RNA. They contend that one of the great attractions of our game is that we play the same game as pros, and that's just simply not true. The equipment we play and the equipment they play couldn't be any more different. Everybody, even including Tiger Woods, is on board that the ball goes too far. And that we're making our great golf courses that host major championships obsolete. Just about every other major sport has different equipment for the pros and the amateurs. The NFL plays a different football than the college and high schools do. There's a different baseball for Major League Baseball. There are different bats for Major League Baseball. There's nothing wrong with having equipment that's strictly for the professionals and a different equipment for the amateurs. I think it would make major championship golf so much better if they had a scaled back ball. I think it's just time to do that.
Morning Read is it's an online digital publication that you can get in your inbox. And Mike Perkey writes for Morning Read. He's been with Golf Magazine, Global Golf Post, and a senior editor at Golf Magazine, won many awards. When you get in, a lot of people write to Morning Read. You've got a lot of really great people who make comments. We've got about 30 seconds. What is the reaction when something about the bifurcation of the golf ball is written?
We got quite a few emails about that, Danielle. And you know what? It's just about split down the middle. There are just about as many people who are in favor of a separate golf ball for the professionals as there are people who think we should just play by one set of rules and grow the rough in narrow and make the greens hard and fast. It's pretty much split.
Sounds like the whole country.
Exactly.
Mike Perkey, a Morning Read. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, we want to thank the people who make this show possible, including New in Kahala. It's Good Day Coffee. Maybe you've discovered them already. They also have coffee from Kona, from the Big Island. And I just ground up some of their beans. So smooth, really smooth coffee, offering excellent cappuccinos, espressos. They're right inside the consignment center at 4230 Wailea Avenue. That's just across the street from Kahala Mall. It's dog friendly, and they have outside seating and free Wi-Fi, and it's really comfortable. It's called Good Day Coffee. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman. Turn your building, your warehouse, or your showroom, or a project that you thought was going to be easy at home and it isn't, they'll fix it, and they'll turn it into artwork. Natural stones, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, you know, with the water level rising, might be something you need to look into, or if you're near a river. Interlocking concrete pavers, another product, and Roman stack walls, Futuristone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He's also Fusion 54. He's also Aimpoint Certified. He's a Golf Channel lead coach. He was just on Morning Drive. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. He was on Golf Channel giving Golf Channel tips just last month, because that was just a couple of days ago. It's the 2nd of December. And Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair you've got to have done, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing, serving Hawaii for over 40 years. We are radio, the golf club. Oh, that's right. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.